Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Did you grow up with a NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think you would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world.
Hello, welcome. It's another episode of Turd or Treasure. I have a new setup now. So I've put out a couple tweets regarding it, but I was going to sell my older laptop, which was a perfectly fine, Republica Gamers high-end laptop from about 6 or 7 years ago that my brother had given to me as a gift. And it again, you know, it had a solid-state drive, 500 gig. It had 2 terabyte storage space, quad-core i7 processor, good screen. It just took up a little too much real estate on the small desk that I have, and I wanted to really use 2 monitors that were a little larger, and I can only get 1 monitor output on there without really finagling things, and it wasn't really worth it. So I took, I bought a little mini computer from ASRock, which is called the Desk Mini, and it's tiny, like smaller than ITX. We're talking like those mini PCs you buy pre-built, but you can put your own desktop CPU in it. So I, because I had upgraded to that Ryzen CPU for my main computer, I went, okay, well, I've got this only like 1 or 2 month old Athlon 200GE, which is a dual core with hyper threading. It performs about the same as an entry level i3 for Intel, only it was $75. So I had that sitting around. I'm like, I'm not going to throw it out because it's a good CPU. So I popped that in this, had to put in 8 gigs of RAM. The solid-state NVMe drive that I put in wouldn't let it post. There was a problem with it, so I'm going to have to return that to Amazon. So I popped in the 500-gig SSD that I had put in originally in my PS4 Pro because I put the terabyte back in there. Put that in with the RAM, put it in the case. It's fantastic. It's got 2 USB 3.1 ports, one on the front, one on the back, 1 USB-C 3.1 port on the front so I can plug my phone in and charge it or charge... like the wireless earbuds that I have for review from Creative that are actually going to be part of the show at the one of the reviews here. And on the back, there's one more USB 2. So I plugged a little USB 2 hub in, one that just for the keyboard and mouse. I'm going to have one port available for my webcam, which is going to be good. And then I'm going to have one port, which I use for a external sound card that I picked up through eBay for all my recordings. It's a Sound Blaster XFi HD external, and there are newer ones and newer DACs I could use easily just for headphones, but I wanted one that I could bop between the computers because I like to buy cassette tapes, as you've probably heard me talk about, and old records, and I hook them up to my record player and then I record it to my computer. Well, I was using an internal sound card for that in my main PC, but it kind of blocks the GPU and I didn't really want that. I wanted more airflow, and this is something that I could take between them because it has line inputs in the back, meaning I could plug like a record player into it, and then it has a phono input in the back. The phono input is for record players that aren't amplified, which mine has an amplifier, so it's fine, but it has a ground wire. And the ground wire is good to eliminate some of the static. And on the front, it has a little dial for volume, which is a digital dial, so it keeps spinning in either direction. But it takes full-size headphone plugs, which is what I use, and it takes a full-size jack for the microphone, so I don't have to use any adapters or anything. So I wanted something that was good that way, so that way I can get really good quality audio where I don't have to do too much messing around with noise cancellation or any crap like that. It just works now. So, and it's really taken up so much little space on my desk that I can put my ultra-wide monitor, which is a 1080p, you know, ultra-wide, and another monitor next to it. Plenty of room to read things when I'm recording or doing the Cambridge Chronicles. So it leaves plenty of space that I can write things down, roll dice, talk about my reviews by having things in front of me. So that's pretty cool. Found an old keyboard that I had in the closet. It's missing a key. So I'm going to have to find where that keycap went, or I'm just going to get a cheap keyboard for it. And a normal mouse. So I'm perfectly happy with this getup. So that's sort of what I've been doing was in the last couple of days, setting all this stuff up. And, you know, I got Windows on there and everything. So I'm happy with it. Sold my old phone. And putting that money on my credit card because that was used just to get the little parts I needed to, for this mini PC build. Still playing around with the Pixel 2 XL, which I'm very happy with so far, especially now that I got good headphones to work with it. And I'm still looking like I'll be selling in the next day or two the actual old laptop that I had here. Because again, it's nothing wrong with it. I just don't need it for what I need for my purposes anymore. So it's always served me well. So what I'm going to do is sort of sell that. I want to downsize so I have just smaller items. So this is going to be my recording setup for the next a little while now. Who knows? I could say a year or two, but who knows what's going to happen. So as far as reviews coming up on this show, what we've got are the Creative Pebble Plus, which is a little speaker set with a little subwoofer, which is going to be part of our gift guide slash back to school guide for the fall. I talk about a review on that. Then we're going to go into a review of Hellmaster, which is a horror film from Vinegar Syndrome on Blu-ray. We've got a bunch of more Vinegar Syndrome stuff coming in now. It's been a while, but we started to get stuff again from them. So we've got about four or five movies to go. And then we're going to be having the return of Twig After Dark, where we review the adult films with everything but the sex in them. So it's going to be fun and hilarious because that was always fun to do, and they liked it when we did one of those. We did the Sex World one was hilarious, and I had a lot of fun editing that and getting the song out of it and everything. So we've got Hellmaster in between that, and then at the end I'm going to be talking about the Creative Outlier Air, which is the wireless earbuds that I was sent to review. And I'm telling you right now, I'm pretty impressed because I'm not usually a fanboy of wireless technology when it comes to sound quality because I'm not a snob. I'm not an audiophile snob, but I do like my headphones to be responsive and sound good. I don't like being taken out of the experience, that's all. So without further ado, we're going to go into the three reviews, and I'll come back at the end to sort of tell you what's coming on next with Twig.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
Now, for some of you, you may not know that I have been building computers since, I would say, probably about 1997 or 98, when my mom ran a cleaning business where she would clean out apartment buildings in town that were emptied after students were there. A lot of times they left, you know, old junker computers or new ones around there. My dad and I learned how to basically take them apart, put them back together, build better ones, sell them, make some extra money. And that's what really got me into computing when I was about 10, 11, 12. And I was always a big fanboy of sound cards and good, you know, decent speakers for the computer because it was hard to find in the late 90s. But basically the go-to at that time and to this day, if you want like an internal sound card, is the Creative Sound Blaster line. I still use a Sound Blaster Z in my computer. not for audio output. I still I use like HDMI out on my computer because my receiver picks it up like that. But I do occasionally use the headphone amp in it to plug my headphones in. But I use it mostly for recording my vinyl and analog collection. Like I've got like old home tapes and stuff of audio cassettes of, you know, me and my brother hanging out and just goofing off when we were like 5-6 years old. And I was been using it for recording that because it's one of the few inputs that is shielded and also lets you do 24-bit, you know, 96 kilohertz recordings. Things that you can't get from a lot of onboard things or DACs don't really support that. They support a high fidelity output, but not high fidelity input. But getting that out of the way, why am I talking here? Well, we've got a back to school guide coming out soon, and Creative was nice enough to send over their new, you know, compact speaker system, which is going to be good for a lot of like dorm rooms and students. And it's the Pebble Plus. You would have seen that I put out a video when I was testing it earlier this week. Now, what is the Pebble Plus? Well, it's a 2.1 system. They have the Pebble, which has already been out before, which is just the two, you know, sort of circular spherical speakers that are angled up at you. But then the Plus is where they added a subwoofer, and the subwoofer plugs in. It's got direct power from the actual speakers, which are plugged in via USB. So they're USB powered, but they plug into a standard headphone jack. Now, on their own, they're going to have not the best low-end production on it because it is, you know, a single speaker. It's not a tweeter and a woofer. It's just one speaker in each. They are really clear, and they don't really distort when I crank it up full blast, which is surprising to me. And there is a high and low gain switch on the bottom of the one speaker. The high gain basically just boosts the volume a little bit. I didn't notice it distorting anything really, but it is something to consider that it could distort a little bit more. So I would suggest against doing that if you can avoid it. And it didn't get that much louder in my, you know, my use. Now the subwoofer is pretty darn good for only being, you know, it's not very large at all, but yet it has a lot of low end. Surprising for the kind of speaker set that this is, because you know you're not, this isn't like your multiple $100 set. You're looking at something you know, in a fairly cheap price range, especially considering that you know, for a set of stereo speakers on your desktop, you can spend easily 50-60 bucks American, which is, you know, not completely unreasonable. It's interesting to me because a lot of people have just switched to using like Bluetooth speakers, and I'm not really a big fan of Bluetooth speakers, simply because you lose quality. And I'm not like a audiophile snob or anything, but I do like getting the best quality for the price. And unless you have like high-end, you know, AppDeck Plus HD, blah, 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 codecs built in. And, you know, I have that in my phone, but not every computer has that. Using, you know, a wireless Bluetooth speaker, you have to make sure it's charged. There's a bunch of other things with it. And it has to be a really good value proposition for me to consider that. And you miss with those speakers a lot of times the wide stereo range and array of having two separate speakers left and right, because it sort of has to beam it out towards you. So here you get, you know, a good low end when you have the subwoofer plugged in, you know, with really clear highs and mids on the left and right for their for the price, because it's retailing for $40 American. That means you're going to be looking at 50 or 60 Canadian, which is not out of anybody's, you know, range of price. And, it, you know, can plug into any phone. If you got a phone like mine where, you know, it doesn't have a jack, it just has a USB-C. I've got the little dongle for the Pixel 2. And it converts the USB-C to standard headphone. Plug that in. Sounds great. You do have to crank it fairly loud to get it, you know, to get really loud. That is also going to depend on the USB port you have it plugged in. I have it plugged in a USB 3.0 port on my computer. If you plugged it into something that is like a powered USB 3, one of those ones that's meant for charging a phone or something, you're probably going to get it to be a little louder because it can pull a little more wattage and amperage out of it than you can out of just a standard USB 2 or USB 3 port. So again, make sure that you plug it into something that, if you can, that is like usually on your computer or laptop, it'll have like the little lightning bolt symbol for one of the ports. That's maybe a charging or fast charging port, or there's USB 3 ports that are always blue. But if you see the port, the actual color is red, usually that means it's a charging port as well. So you want to use one of those if you can. That being said, I played a bunch of different music in here, cranked it real loud, and it didn't distort or crackle or anything. I had a little bit of hum on the left speaker at first, but that's normal when you get new speakers and you have to test them. You have to basically burn them in by using them for at least an hour or so, and it gets them to work better. It's like you always do that with headphones too, and then that hum completely went away. But yeah, there's a low and high gain on here. The frequency response is pretty darn good considering the size of these guys. They're angled at the perfect angle for sitting at a desk and having it sort of point up towards you. So you could angle them other ways that you want, but they are angled specifically to sort of push the audio directly into your ears. Your frequency response range on these guys is pretty darn good. They have a total power output of about 8 watts RMS, which is great for a single desk. You know, this isn't something you'd be doing. Like, you could use this for your TV if your TV had a headphone jack on it, and you'd probably get significantly better audio than you would out of the basic TV. As far as the sub itself, it's good for the size. I have my television speakers, though, that I use. I have a set that, you know, that can do 100 watts a piece. They are full-range hi-fi speakers, so they blow these out of the water. They also cost $110 to $120 per, just for the left and right set. So, you know, for $120, and then you've got to get a receiver and everything for it. So you're looking at, even if you went dirt cheap with those to get it for your PC, about $180 Canadian. So $180 versus $50. This is right out of the box nice. The speakers have a really nice sort of coppery gold center on them. They're very pleasing on the eyes, and they fit pretty much anywhere because they're very small. Now, they don't have a super long space between them. You can get them about 4 or 5 feet apart. So if you're trying to put them way across the room, you're not going to be able to do that. But they're not really meant for that. And the frequency response is 50 hertz to 20 kilohertz, which is the same as decent to higher end headphones would be on speakers, which is pretty darn good considering how small these satellite speakers are. So I'm going to say, I'm recommending them to pretty much anybody that needs something for their desk. They might even be good for, you know, your desk at work. The only thing that they do not have is they do not have a path on them at all. So you can't really plug, you know, your headphones into them and pass them through or anything. But they just plug into the standard headphone jack. So you just pop them out, pop in whatever you're using there, and you're perfectly good to go. We'll be returning to talk about these on the actual back to school guide. So until then, I'm going to be playing around with them even more so I can see how they sound, you know, after a couple weeks of use.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Hold that thought. It's crapper time.
John Saxon, star of Death House and Nightmare on Elm Street, stars in Hellmaster.
It's been a while, but we now have more releases from Vinegar Syndrome to talk about. The first one I'll be talking about today is Hellmaster. It's a horror film from 1992, starring John Saxon, and then some sort of character actors you probably haven't heard of. But here's the basic premise from it. Decades ago, deranged Professor Jones, played by John Saxon, concocted a diabolical drug at a rural college named the Nietzsche Experiment, designed to give its users telepathic abilities, but instead turned everyone who took it into violent lunatics. And believe me, it's kind of funny watching it. Now, 20 years later, Jones has returned to resume his experiments and avenge himself against those he feels wronged him and his work. armed with a group of hideously deformed mutant slaves, it's not long before the Tranquil College becomes host to various violence and carnage. So basically, this movie was shot in Detroit and on a fairly low budget in the early 90s, and previously had, you know, like VHS releases, that sort of deal. And as we've come to learn with all these Vinegar Syndrome releases, it's a fantastic transfer. So it's from a 4K original, 4K scan from an original negative, from the original 35mm negative, which is not as common for a lot of these horror films going back to the original film. So there's a theatrical version, which was called Them, and then this is the director's cut version on here as well. The director's cut version is included in standard definition, as well as, it's basically you get a few cuts of the film on here. You also have a director's commentary for both versions of the film. There's a behind-the-scenes interview with the cinematographer. There's an artwork gallery, behind-the-scenes stills, archival location featurette, and the amazing double-sided covers that we're used to getting from them now with, like, the original artwork from the the VHS release, which looks hilarious and so early 90s. But I do like the new artwork that was commissioned for this as well. So you get a DVD copy and a Blu-ray copy. Visual quality-wise, it's a huge step up from what it would have been. On the audio front, it's in stereo, which is good, because a lot of these older ones only had like a mono release, or they were a very limited stereo range when it came on VHS. This actually sounds pretty good. John Saxon's great as always. He's always been one of my, you know, sort of cult favorite actors ever since I saw him in like Nightmare on Elm Street and was a Fast Company he did with Cronenberg. And the Blu-ray is completely region-free, works everywhere. Same goes for the DVD, it's region-free. It's in its original theatrical aspect ratio 2, which is, I believe, a first for this release. So I enjoyed it. I know Birdman will as well. I'm going to make sure he gets a chance to watch it. And, you know, I'm just happy that more and more of these releases are starting to come out from Vinegar Syndrome. And these are, like, not just long-forgotten releases. These are ones that you're probably not going to have ever stumbled across unless you went to an old video store back in the day. And since those are few and far in between, the best way to pick up any of these old nostalgic releases is either going to Vinegar Syndrome's website or picking them up on Amazon.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Basically, he's a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
Holy shit, you geeks are badass.
Creative Labs, makers of your sound cards of yesteryear and DACs of today, sent me their new Outlier Air True Wireless Sweatproof In-Ear Earbuds. That's a mouthful, but what are they? Well, you've probably been hearing a lot about wireless earbuds over the last year or so. They've really taken off. Basically, the difference between them and regular wireless headphones is there's literally no wires at all. So each ear is independent, and you are able to charge them individually. They usually all come with a little charging case that can give you a few charges. Well, what makes these special and stands out from the rest is that at under $100 US, or about 100 Canadian, you get 10 hours per charge. So you'll see ones that advertise like 30, 40, 50 hours of battery. What that is actually a falsehood, because that includes the charging bank, because the charging bank has a battery so you can charge on the go. And that's how many charges you get through that to equal that total. Now, they offer both numbers on the box of these Outlier Airs. There is a 10-hour charge per ear, which is pretty darn good, because usually you get about 4 to 6 in most, unless you go to like super high-end premium, like we're talking $200 to $300 ones, and 30 hours total. So you can charge it basically 2 to 3 times on the go before you have to charge the entire base station. They're also advertised that it has graphene diaphragm, which is the internals are the mesh that it uses to reverberate the audio is of higher quality than a lot at this price point, so they're advertising that. Bluetooth 5.0, so if you have a phone or wireless device that has Bluetooth 5.0, you can get a little bit better latency on it, better range without it cutting out. Supports AAC, which is sort of the baseline now for decent headphones, and it also includes aptX from Qualcomm, which is a codec that handles higher bandwidth. So basically, it can handle a faster data and more data at once, so you compress your audio less and you end up with a higher quality sound. And I'll get into it in a bit about what that sounds like. It has the IPX5 sweatproof, meaning you can take it outside, you can run around with it in your ears, and if you sweat on it or if it's like spitting rain a little bit, it's not going to be damaging to them or anything. You just don't want to submerge them in water. You can take voice calls on either ear if you wanted to. There's also Siri and Google Assistant support. So in the box, what you get are the two earbuds, the charging case, a USB-C to USB-A, which is the old style USB charging cable, as well as just the instruction booklet for it. And I took it out for a walk yesterday, used them probably 2 to 3 hours without any issues. I did have the occasional when when I had it in my back pocket, I had the right ear cut out a tiny bit, like it was out for a second, then came right back. But overall, much more reliable than what I've been used to hearing with Bluetooth headsets in the past. I will preface this by saying I'm not usually a fan of any wireless technology over wired, because I'm just an old curmudgeon that way, and I want to make sure that my audio quality is the best it can be, even if I'm not an audiophile. That being said, because my new old phone, my new Pixel 2 XL, does support the aptX technology. It supports aptX HD, which these headphones are not, which is an even higher bandwidth standard, but it supports normal aptX as well. And I've never had both a device that supported it and a headset that supported it. And the quality was honestly right up there with most entry to mid-level earbuds that I've used when you plug them in. My go-to earbuds have surprisingly been these really cheap ones from Miniso, the Japanese, I guess, dollar store type place that sell these $12 headphones. And for $12, they perform as well as my Sonys that were $30 or $40 in the past. And those are my go-to recce ones that I just throw in my backpack. Well, this sounded just as good, if not better. And that's surprising to me because, like I said, I do not like wireless usually. And I was pleasantly surprised. Switching it to AAC, it does sound like your traditional Bluetooth headset, which I noticed. Some people won't notice the difference, but if you're listening to music, it's a big difference. If you're listening to podcasts, you're not going to really notice much of a difference using that lower codec. But aptX makes all the difference when it comes to listening to just overall music fidelity. So I was pleasantly surprised. It's pretty simple to pair them. It just worked basically right out of the box. You answer calls, you can just tap your ear to accept. The audio quality out of the mics are really good, considering they're little tiny earbuds that just fit in your ear. They have light up indicators on the outside to show you when they're charging or what you're doing, but they're not on when you're listening to music, unless you, I guess, wanted them to be. Now, you can double tap on one ear to move forward, and it's in a track, double tap on the other ear to move backward. If you click and hold, there's different things you can do. Basically, you can raise your volume, lower your volume, pause a song, move forward, that sort of deal. And it's all hands-free and intuitive. The only downside is you do have to press fairly difficult. You have to press pretty hard to actually click the button in. So if you have sensitive ears, you might not want to push as hard as that. You might just still go with the hands mode on the phone itself. But for someone like me who has a larger ear canal, it does have two different sets of the foam, the memory, in ear tips that you can put in. The default one is a little small for me, but the larger one, it fits perfect. I never felt like they were going to fall out of my head. I purposely shook my head left and right, and nothing jostled them loose or anything. And I'm going to be using them probably on the go, seeing as my phone and many other phones now don't have actual, like, dedicated headphone jacks anymore. Mine has a USB-C, so I usually have to use a dongle with it. So these are going to be good. Like, this is going to be a part of the back-to-school special I'm putting together. I wanted to try out a bunch of different headphones and see what sort of the best deals are for people. If you're going back to high school or college, or just in general, you're looking to get a deal for something for the fall. And these are going to be pretty big contenders on that. So I'm going to put a link up in the show notes to where to buy them on on Amazon, or check them out on the actual Creative Labs website. But I'm pleasantly surprised with these so far. I'm going to play with them a little bit more, and then in the end of the month, I'll talk about them again on our back to school big spectacular.
Those magnificent bastards!
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
You're not allowed to talk anymore.
And that's just about going to do it for the show this week. So what do we have coming up next? Well, on the next episode of Twig... I have a review of the Double Dragon animated series. It's finally out on DVD from MVD Visual, so I'll be submitting that for review. And I believe, depends on how many reviews we got, but I have the iPod Touch 7th Gen. I asked to get a review unit, and they ended up sending me the red edition, which is the fancy one where donation of a certain amount of money goes to charity. And they sent me the 256 gig, the highest end one to try out. So I'm trying that out now the last week or so. I'll be talking more about the gaming aspect of it when it comes time for the gift guide the next week or two. But for now, I just wanted to do a review of the actual audio quality of it and how does it stack up as far as responsiveness and everything. So that'll be coming probably on this episode of Twig. There's going to be more from Vinegar Syndrome. There's going to be... some other devices coming in, just not sure when they're coming in the mail, but there should be some other audio devices, some more headphones, and sort of back to school gadgets to talk about. I know Birdman has a few things in the works as well. As far as what we have coming up for other programs, I know that Birdman is back, I believe, this coming week or so, probably on the Nerd to the Third, but we've got, whenever a new episode comes out, I make sure we drop it in our feed so that you can keep up to date, because that's a great show run by Birdman and Dr. Gonzo and all those people over there. So what do we have coming up when it comes to extra content? We should have Mayhem Mics coming soon. It just depends on getting everybody together to record, because we wanted to make sure we talked about AEW and some other things coming up. So we'll probably do one for SummerSlam, which is this weekend, and we'll probably do one for... whenever All Out happens at the end of the month. There, I want to get together with Steve, I guess he's not going with Megatron, but with Steve Phillips at Geekcast Radio, now that he's moved and settled in out west, to talk on either Alter Geek or on Future Imperfect, because Birdman's taking forever to get involved, so maybe he and I'll just have to do it together. And as far as extra programs we have, we always have the Twig Classic feed where we get the best interviews and sometimes some commentaries from the past that we wanted to, you know, bring back to light, bring back to a new audience, or things that we might have forgotten that were just fantastic. So we've got a bunch scheduled. Basically, we had three a week while Birdman was off. But now that he's back, we're doing two a week, because otherwise it's going to kill me having to schedule everything. So what we've got coming up is an interview with Joe Magnigliano. Can't even pronounce his name. Casey Hudson from BioWare fame and Mass Effect 2. And then we got all those adult film industry interviews that Birdman said he liked. When I asked him, I said, which ones were you most proud of? He goes, some of the ones I liked the most were the adult interviews, because they're not your classic interview where it's just like, hey, you like having the sex? No, this is all stuff like, he treats the interviews like, you know, what do you like? What are you into? What's your hobbies? That sort of fun stuff. So you've got Jesse Jane, Raven Alexis, the director of all the porn parodies, Axel Braun, Caden Cross, Riley Steele, Stoya. So there's a package there, 2 a week or so. Sundays and Thursdays are when they're going to drop at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So be sure to check them out because they're really interesting. They range from, you know, 15-minute interviews to like half hour, 45 minutes in some cases. And then the next couple we've got scheduled in there after that is Christopher Randolph, the voice of Metal Gear Solid's Otacon. And one for the last one I've got scheduled right now is the interview that Birdman did with Robert Picardo of Star Trek Voyager, Holographic Doctor, and director Woolsey of Stargate fame. So those should be fun, and there's going to be obviously more coming up and more Turner Treasures and other things. We want to get some commentaries done. I'm going to be visiting a couple times in the next week or two, visiting Birdman's, I guess, was it Birdcage, Birdnest, whatever. We'll see if we can get some commentaries or something done. It just depends on schedules for everybody because, you know, there's doctor's appointments and things going on. So that's going to do it for this show. You know, want to give a big shout out to Creative for sending over the speakers and the headphones to try out. And, you know, hopefully there's more products like that coming soon so we can check them out because I was pleasantly surprised with the speaker quality for the price and super surprised by the quality of the Outlier Airs, the earbud headphones. So I guess that's going to be it. I'll talk to you people later.
Okay, son, now you're starting to scare the viewers.
Just act normal.
I'd ask you to do the same, but I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Why are there so many ostriches?
But you have a game that is dipped in a bit of a f- Ha ha!
Ropey, thick, window cocking.
So guys, we'll be right back right here on This Week in Geek, only on thisweekingeek.net and many other sites where I syndicate this crap, because I'm a media slut.
I like turtles.
Loose like your mom.
That's right.
No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to?
Me lucky tater tots.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net for more geek content and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Follow and message us on Twitter at This Week in Geek. And check out our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. And if you're the good old-fashioned email type, send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time. And remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Vacationing in Thailand?
Yeah,
You sure it wasn't all like the and he was having?
I'm going to have to cut that part, Alex.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You shouldn't go to Barnes & Noble and buy 10,000 books just so you can build a book fortress and yell out, "I am your book leader." You shouldn't buy 147 copies of War and Peace, stuff them inside turkeys, and serve them at Thanksgiving as turbookins. And you definitely shouldn't buy up all the copies of Dork Diaries, causing the neighborhood kids to stage a protest in your front yard. But you could, because at the Barnes & Noble Book Hall, you can get over 1,000 titles for 50% off. Stock up at your local Barnes & Noble. Turbookins are fictitious and should not be cooked at home.